And I think about our lives actually being like a song, where we are kind of like picking our way around, trying to find what strikes the right chord with us, and also which is in harmony with the inner and the outer, where everything is working together, where we actually feel like we're in the right place at the right time, wherever we go. So this is about self-discovery today. And yesterday I did a wedding, and it was at the Botanical Garden, which is beautiful. And you guys know John and Terry, John Harrison and Terry Shea got married yesterday. Yay! And it was in the Japanese gardens. And it was quite a walk to get over there, but it was so worth the walk. So we are over there, and as I'm starting the ceremony, I start talking about ritual and how we love to do a ceremony when something significant happens. And we're not the ones who started this. This is something that started since the beginning of man. There's been rituals and ceremonies all the time. But sometimes in today's world, the ceremony is all about preparation and getting everything just right, and then what's going to happen right after the ceremony. So one of the things I started out with was just to say, let's just settle into this present moment. Let's just give ourselves some time. Let's not be hectic about this. And let's just be fully present for one way of being in the world ending and a new way beginning. Because that's what's going on. And I think we have endings and beginnings all the time. And I would just like to suggest that we all maybe have more personal rituals and ceremonies when we shift from one way of being to another way. Because when we do that, what we're doing is we're seeing our lives as important, not just one moment, but we're seeing those moments within ourselves that are shifting, and we're seeing how sacred our lives are. Why do we get together on Sunday mornings? Why do people do that all over the place? Why do people say things like, I've been looking for some place where I can go on a Sunday morning? What is that about? Or I finally found my place. Or I found something that feels like home to me. Some people think that they're searching for God, that God is something outside of them. But the truth of the matter is, we're searching for peace. We're searching for a place to feel relief, to feel like we can relax, something that matches our inner with the outer. So discovering ourself is actually discovering peace. Because when we look at everything from the perspective of our personality, it lives in a gazillion stories. You have so many different perspectives, you can literally drive yourself crazy within 5 minutes, right? You go from this one to that one to that one. There's an internal battle of all the different ways you could do it. And finally, you settle upon something that brings you peace in that moment. But you'll find if the something that brought you peace is going to upset somebody else's peace, that you really can't stay in that place of peace. Because the inner has to match the outer. So we need something that moves through that thin membrane of soul to personality. Something that connects it, something that provides a warm embrace, a hug from within, something that cannot move off the dime of peace, but is encouraging us to find it. It was funny, when I was getting ready this morning, I was in the shower, and I was thinking about how if we do something that disrupts somebody else's peace, that it disrupts our own peace. All of a sudden, I heard a little crash in an empty trash can. I thought, I wonder what that was. That was so weird. What just fell into my trash can out of nowhere? So I kind of peeked out. I didn't see anything unusual. I get out, I look in the trash can. There's this little sign that somebody gave me that's this big that says, peace begins within. Right in that moment. Your peace will be in the trash if you upset. Can I be clearer to you? That's the message I got. You will trash your peace if you don't bring it from the inside out. That's why we really can't create peace, because it's already here. We go within and we find peace, right? You can't make it happen. You can't force it. You settle into it. And whenever we notice that we're not at peace, it's not something bad that's going on. It's a wake-up call to what am I doing that has caused this disruption of peace. And I would like to have a personal sacred ceremony ritual right in this moment where I'm open to what that is and I'm ready to close that door and let a new door open, a new thought come in. So people are not searching for a white bearded man that we grew up with, but instead they're searching for a feeling that is within them. So when we're talking about self-discovery, we're not really talking about discovering something brand new. We want to rediscover what we already are, right? We know it. We know that underneath the personality and all of its story and all of its different angles, that we can find a place of peace where we can say something different and believe something different and eat something different and do things differently and still be in harmony. That we can actually build more beautiful songs together when we can approach it from that standpoint. That there are ways of saying things to people that are universal. Because what we're talking about here is always going to be universal. It's going to be something that's true for everyone, everywhere, all the time. So if we're looking for something to say to somebody that we're having a conflict with, find the thought that would apply to them as well as you and everyone, everywhere, all the time. And in that moment, we are stepping into our own truth, and we're also bringing them into the truth with us. Not a truth that stands with a personality, not a truth that lives inside of a book somewhere, not a truth that's being preached somewhere, not a truth outside of us, not a dogma, not a class you take, but something that already exists within us. There's not a lot of flash with that. There's not a lot of commercialism in there. It's just understanding our sacredness. We do have a personality, but our personality can actually pull us so off of who we are as an authentic being by, well, I won't make as much money if I do that. Or what would so-and-so think if I decide to do that? And that's an overcrowded field if I do that. And it can come up with all these things. When our true connection is discover what energizes you and follow it. Simple and true. Because that is the only way the inner and the outer are going to match for you. That's the only place the harmony lives. If you do that, you will disrupt your peace. And actually, if you go into a field that they said is the field to go into, I'm just giving this as an example, that you will cause more disruption to everybody that encounters you doing something you do not like. And we've met those people. And we probably have been those people, right? So follow the energy and give more of ourselves to that is a way of following the unique creative energy that's flowing through us. Getting that into alignment so it matches is our way of rediscovering who we are. And that's what the whole idea is. That's why people are meeting all over the world. And that's why it's not going to look the same. And everybody's not going to say and think and believe the same things because everybody's on the journey. And we're encountering ourselves everywhere we go. As it says, we're learning about ourselves everywhere we go. And it's a lot of people will say, well, I wish that hadn't happened in the past. But who we're going to encounter in the future has had the same experience. And therefore, we connect with somebody that couldn't exist without it. So everything's on purpose, all the time. So when you ask yourself, how did I end up sitting here? How did I find out about it? How did I get here into this place that right now I feel like is letting me sit in the truth of who I am? We just follow it and see how we got there. When I was thinking about how the two of them met yesterday, she went in to Telly Tires because she thought she had problems with her brakes. He thought calipers would fix it. That isn't why she was in Telly Tires. Took them 2 years to get together, but it happened so organically that if we're not paying attention to the sacred, we miss it. So think about everybody that you love in your life and think about how you came together. And then ask yourself, did these connections start here? Or am I just rediscovering a connection from before I even got here? It's a wonderful, beautiful, rich life when we approach it that way. It can be a very confusing, lost-in-story life when we live from the personality. That crazy story life is the thing that makes us turn within to look for a consistent, peaceful story. God is peace. It's the absolute peace. It's not a condition of peace. Love. It's not a condition of love with strings attached. It just is love. It's not joy from an outer experience. It's a joy that already exists within us. And rediscovering that. It's wonderful because when you start finding it within you, you don't need somebody else to provide it. And when you don't need somebody else to provide it, you are very approachable. You are very easy to be around. And people will say, there's a very clear energy about that person. The clear energy is the connection. It's living in the discovery of self and living from that self. So anyway, don't let your peace end up in the trash can. Instead, make sure it comes from the inner, and we all have the disruptions. None of us. I mean, it's really kind of hard to be around somebody who just moves through the world. You know, never. We all have that, ah! But we can all regain it, and we can help each other regain it by finding that consistent story that's universal, that works for everyone, everywhere, all the time. Thank you very much.